like Jesus' disciples who came to Jesus one day and said, Lord, teach us to pray. And if you feel like you're a good communicator with people, I'm sure you recognize the experience of having to work on that all the time. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but when I talk to people and feel like I'm going to say something to them that's real important, I end up discovering a lot of things about myself that I wasn't aware of until I began to communicate. Sometimes those things are good. Sometimes those things are pretty out of bounds. But prayer is like that also. When we turn to God and say, Lord, I want to tell you some things, He tells us a lot about ourselves, and our hearts are real open to Him. So Jesus is helping us when He teaches us what we know as the Lord's Prayer, being He's the teacher of that pattern of prayer. And He said, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. And last week I mentioned that prayer is about God Himself, opportunity to know Him. But God also knows that we're fragile people. We have a lot of needs. And it reminds me of one of my favorite quotes outside the Bible about praying. As a man said one time, I only pray when I'm in trouble. And I'm in trouble all the time, so I pray all the time. For many of you, that was the story of your last week. A lot of troubles, a lot of prayers. That's not a bad thing. God knows that we need His help, and we can't make it on our own. And I think this part of the Lord's Prayer teaches us that we're not self-sufficient. We can't get through life and thrive just in our own strength, even in terms of our health. We're fragile. We're fearfully and wonderfully made, but we don't keep our own lungs healthy or heart beating. Digestive system doesn't just work like that smoothly and without flaws all the time. We need His help each day. And so Jesus said, pray, ask, give us this day our daily bread. And looking at some of those phrases that we can maybe get to know a little bit more about the Lord as we pray to Him. First couple words, give us. Lord, give us. It shows that God is very generous and gracious, that we get to ask Him for things. And we don't always assume that they're going to be there. If I go to a restaurant or even McDonald's, I say, I want this and this and this and this. And I expect to get it, you know. And that's an attitude that's not helpful for the dear McDonald's people, and certainly not helpful when trying to relate to the Lord, that I expect it as if I had a right to that. But we go knowing God cares about us. And even in our own family, some of the earliest videos of our children, one of the first words they learned to say was, please. And the second word, one of the early words was, cookie. Not just grab the cookies, not just say, I should have 12 cookies each day, but to say, please give. Gives us a sense, you and I, a sense that we are contingent human beings. We can't sustain ourselves. And we don't go to the Lord and say, Lord, we buy from you this day our daily bread. Or we barter for it. We'll be good, and you give us what we need. This is how people who are not close to God act. A lot of faiths will say, if you make a lot of noise, and you do the right things, God will send you the bread. You know, the Bible teaches us God is gracious because that's the way He is. He sends the rain to bring growth on the just and the unjust. And so He freely gives, just like a good dad would freely give to his children. I heard of one father who invited his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren on vacation. And he said, when we go on vacation, everything you do with me, I pay for. To go out to eat and activities. And so everybody hung around dad that weekend, you know. And when we go to God in prayer, He tells us, be with me, because I want to provide for you. He loves us. Give us. Praying, give us, Lord, our daily bread teaches us that we don't really ultimately own what we have. We're dependent on God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, God's word says this: what do you have that you did not receive? So think of what you've received in your life. Help, health, a job, daily food, Christ. What do you have that you did not receive? So it gives us a sense of gratitude and dependence on God to say, Lord, please give. We're depending on you. God is so gracious, He would give us, first of all, health in our soul, where we really live. He's gracious and loving. The Apostle Paul, in trying to encourage a group of Christians at Rome, which was a hard place to follow Christ, reminded people of what God gave, how giving He is. He wrote these words: God, who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him. Think of how giving God is to give us Christ. But gave Him for us all. How will God not also, along with Christ, graciously give us all things? And maybe for some this week you thought, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it through this week or this year. You know, things are very, very difficult. God would have us know, I'll give you what you need in my Son. I'll give you Christ, and along with Christ, to give you what your heart really needs. And so if you feel a great need in your life and you don't know if God will come through for you, I'd point you to a wonderful Savior and a Lord who can direct through difficult times. Lord, give us. Never be embarrassed or ashamed to pray that way to God, because He's a provider. He's the best giver in the universe by far. And then Jesus said, give us this day. Or maybe your Bible says each day. Give us this day, each day, our daily bread. That teaches us to come to God daily, because He's an everyday Savior. He's not just a Savior on the mountaintop when things are going well. He's a Savior when things are very difficult also. And Jesus didn't teach us to say, Lord, give us this week and forever after our daily bread for the week. You come to church, kind of spiritually punch the clock and say, well, I'm good to go for the week now. Went to church. Each day, go to God for help. He invites us to do that. Jesus is important to us on a Tuesday morning as He is on Easter sunrise morning. He's there for us. And in Exodus chapter 16, there's a true story about God giving people bread each day that they needed pretty much to survive on. So He took care of them in the wilderness when things were difficult. And He told them, don't gather up that bread, have it for each day, gather as much as you want for that day. But if you try to go beyond that, it will spoil and it won't be good for you. And of course, people got a little self-sufficient and they said, oh, I'm going to store it up for the future. And as if the future could be secure on the basis of what we do. But when they did that, God said, just take it each day that the manna would come. And many of us today try to live with God on yesterday's manna, or what we experienced yesterday with the Lord. I had faith in Christ when I was a child or when I was a teenager. And I haven't had much faith in Christ since. Sometimes that's our story. I went to an inspiring Christian experience 2 years ago and decided to follow God. Haven't decided to follow Him since. We cannot live on yesterday's close time with God. He offers us Himself today. And today, this day, each day, ask for help in following Him. It also helps us with our worries, I think, to pray, Lord, give us each day our daily bread. Jesus said about daily problems, He said, each day has enough trouble of its own. And I'm sure you have problems today you didn't have yesterday. Okay, each day has enough troubles of its own. And when the Lord tells us, give us each day our daily bread, He's asking us not to stack up our problems and our worries and concerns and say, we bring them all to you in a big heap. But today's problems are sufficient. So Christ will meet us today. If God would tell us how many problems you and I would have from now until Christmas, we'd probably all faint. Well, we can't make it. But one day with God, give us this day our daily bread. And He'll come and meet us there. And then he says, give us this day the phrase daily bread. Our devotional that we have in the back is entitled Daily Bread. That every day God will be with us and take care of us. And it's not, give us this day our daily steak. Sometimes we get those big expectations about God more than He wants to provide. We ask more. For my own favorite daily bread, I'd probably eat pizza for breakfast, hot dogs for lunch, and for supper, pizza and hot dogs, along with Tums. And our expectations about what to have are sometimes show a heart that doesn't trust God, but trust in a multitude of hungers that only God can quench. I know you may have had the experience of going to the refrigerator or the snack cupboard, and there'll be four or five items in there that don't particularly appeal to you that day, and then shutting the door and saying, there's nothing to eat in here. And that shows really unhealthy thought. But our daily bread, something basic that God would give. Sometimes that's hard for us to identify with. We live in the richest nation that the world has ever known. More things and stuff to deal with than we possibly even have time to properly manage. But to pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, excuse me, teaches us sobriety and moderation in our requests before God. Sobriety and moderation. Lord, just take care of me today, and I'll trust in you. There's a prayer in Proverbs chapter 30 that expresses this. Lord, give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. That's might be a hard prayer for us to pray, because we expect much. We feel like God wants us to have more and more and more. But God says, I'll give you my daily bread. He'll give us more of Himself, which is what our heart really needs. And sometimes if you have a problem with contentment in life, maybe pray that way. Lord, give me neither riches nor poverty, but give me only my daily bread. You'll be surprised how content your heart will become with God and what He provides. If you've been through a tough time in your life, where things weren't going well, you might remember how good it was just to have a simple piece of bread. Say you were in a hospital and no food for a couple of days. When they gave you that first jello or somewhat bland bouillon, it was like, this is the best daily bread that God provides. And when we ask for bread, we ask for the basics. We say God is the provider. It forces us to let go of our self-assuredness, our own security. And we say, Lord, I'm depending on you for today. From the sunrise to sunset, for today. For some who don't have a job, daily bread means a lot. They pray that prayer. We could pray that with people who have needs. Give us our daily bread. That'll help us share with people who don't have hardly anything to eat. I challenged some folks who have to say, can you go a day on $2 from morning to night and only spend those $2? The purpose of that was to know that supposedly about half the world, that's the way they survive. From maybe a meal to maybe a meal tomorrow. And that's it, $2. Give us this day our daily bread. For some in their hearts, if life isn't going well in family life, and the family is falling apart, and you feel like you're falling apart. And you say, Lord, give us this day daily bread. Lord, help me survive this time of difficulty in family life. For people who have health problems, give us, Lord, daily bread. Not the $100 pair of sneakers, but the strength to walk from one room to the next. It means a lot to people who pray for daily bread. And I'll ask a personal question to you when we think about this simple phrase Jesus gives. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Why do you seek God, and what do you want from Him more than daily bread? Think of what you want from Him. And what are you really looking for when you pray? If God would give you Christ as the bread of life, what are you going to ask for that's going to top Him? He said He was the bread of life. Something basic that your soul cannot live without. He promises to feed our hungry heart with Himself and to quench our thirsty soul with His love and care. And today, each day, would you turn to God and in your own words, or to borrow the words of Jesus, oh Lord, give us today, our daily bread. He'll be faithful there for you, as He is for many. Let's pray together and look to Him. Lord, give us that grateful attitude, knowing that all that we have comes from You. And as You've provided, Father, daily bread for us, we do say thank You. Teach us to have a heart that makes requests for You, not presuming Your generosity or claiming that we deserve daily bread or anything else, but to know that these are gifts from God. And so to You we come and make the request, and to You we'll give the thanks. And Father, for each one here, in the depths of their soul, beyond the next meal, probably most of us are looking for You to be that bread for our souls, dear Jesus. We could request other things and try to fill ourselves up, but it doesn't appear to work very well. So we look to You and say, Lord, be the bread of life to me. And thank You that You'll satisfy our souls as we turn to You. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.